Hello, this is Lisa Bonzel, the Senior Clinical Editor for LippincottNursingCenter.com. I'm on the phone with Mike Singer, founding CEO of Strategic Partners, Inc., or SPI, a company committed to supporting nurses and other healthcare professionals through the design, manufacture, and distribution of high-quality, fashion-inspired medical apparel. ScrubsMag.com, an online lifestyle destination for nurses, and several scholarship and philanthropic efforts. You may know the company best by its brands, including Cherokee, Dickies, Heart Soul, Code Happy, and Disney. Today, Mr. Singer and I will be talking about his work and collaboration with the Nurses on Boards Coalition. Hi, Mr. Singer. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, let's go ahead and get right to it. Can you tell us a little bit about the work that SPI does and how you got started?
Sure. Strategic Partners is the world's largest designer and manufacturer of fashionable healthcare apparel. Many of the brands that you mentioned, we also manufacture ScrubStar, L Medical Apparel, and we distribute multiple brands of medical footwear, including the Infinity Footwear line. I actually got started when I joined Cherokee, which is an apparel and footwear company, back in 1989. And they had recently launched a line of medical footwear and apparel, and the world was really different then. I mean, the only color nurses wore back then was white. And when I took over the business in 1990, and really from the start, we were hyper-focused on the intersection between great-fitting professional apparel, nurses being happy and comfortable, and the ultimate positive impact that that would have on patient satisfaction. And we always were engaging with nurses, getting feedback from nurses, and nurses were always absolutely integral to our success in the business. In the 1990s, we were a leader and we were a driving force in the transition into fashion scrubs in multiple colors. And we were the leader and the innovator in prints, first with licensed character prints, which at that point were worn extensively, not only in pediatrics, but really throughout the entire medical community. And then we produced florals and geometrics and other beautiful prints designed in our art department. And what we felt at the time was that, you know, the prints and the colors could really brighten up the environment and create a warmer, friendlier, and more comfortable atmosphere, not just for nurses, but also for patients. And mm-hmm. Our philosophy was to really try and make the shopping experience easy for nurses. And we wanted it to be local. So we developed distribution in thousands of local stores in large and smaller communities across America. And our products were also available in catalogs and later on the internet. And our focus was just to deliver great fitting and looking products, great value, and partnering in these local communities to provide just great local retail services where nurses could go into a store, they could touch and feel the products, they could try them on and be really happy with their purchases.
Fantastic. Why are you so supportive of the work of nurses, and what initiatives do you have in place demonstrating that support?
Well, nurses, you know, nurses are the backbone and they're the heart of the healthcare system. There's just no one who spends more time with patients and their families as nurses. And the patients and their families in crisis are often, you know, they're just in their most challenging and vulnerable states. And I think it's here in those situations where nurses are truly extraordinary because they listen, they empathize, they assess the situations, they lead, they collaborate with entire medical teams and the patient and the family to solve problems and to help, you know, people heal. And so we've always been incredibly inspired by that. You know, I can think back of my own personal experiences, and there's so many moving interactions with nurses. Like, you know, my daughter had surgery. My son, young son at the time, needed surgery. And nurses, I mean, they took amazing care of my grandparents, my wife's parents, my parents, you know, all of whom were experiencing serious and very challenging health issues in later stage of life. Personally, I've had like 5 or 6 surgeries for multiple injuries, including once where I actually needed facial reconstruction surgery. I was pitching in a game and I took a line drive in the face from a 16-inch softball, which wasn't soft at all. It was as hard as a baseball, but it almost killed me. And I had to be medevaced to a hospital in Northern California. And, you know, during all of those times, you know, nurses stood out, as they always do, for the, you know, really extraordinary care that they provided, and we always remember them for that. And so when we think of that, we also contrast it with the fact that so many nurses are underappreciated and undervalued. And so we've always look for ways to recognize nurses and to support nurses. One of the things we did almost 20 years ago was that we partnered with the DAISY Foundation, and we've supported their wonderful initiatives and the DAISY Award that literally celebrates thousands of extraordinary nurses, many on a monthly basis. Originally, it was just in the United States, but it's grown to hospitals throughout the United States and around the world. And we're really proud to be a sponsor of the DAISY Award, and we love what that organization does and the way they recognize nurses. I think it also led us to create and fund Scrubs Magazine, which can be found at scrubsmag.com. And we also produce an inspirational and educational film celebrating great nurses called A Nurse I Am, which we shared with many of the nation's nursing schools along with a curriculum. And we fund scholarships, too, that help, you know, nurses starting out, going to school, and continuing education opportunities. So we're deeply engaged with so many nurses in our business, you know, many of whom own retail stores. A lot of nurses end up supporting their community that way. There are just so many nurses doing extraordinary things. And, you know, Scrubs Magazine, we see that the key role of Scrubs Magazine is to help tell their stories and to give back to this important community. And we think about the numbers. You know, I recently read there's 4 times as many nurses as physicians in the U.S., and 8 times as many nurses than pharmacists. But when the tech industry wants input on new products, you know, it typically will tap, you know, physicians and pharmacists, and often would overlook nurses who can add so much value. So we believe that nurses should participate more frequently in the decisions that impact our communities and the health of our nation, including the development of you know, new medical products and technology. And so that's one of the reasons why we also chose to partner with the Nurses on Boards Coalition to help make America healthier, you know, by elevating nurses and nursing.
Fantastic. You can't see me, but I'm here like smiling and nodding, Mike, because it just, you know, I'm so passionate about nurses and nursing, and to hear you, you know, just describing your experiences and all the work that you've done just fills my heart. So thank you.
Thank you. Pleasure.
You do have a nurse on your own corporate board of directors. Can you talk a little bit about when you made that decision to have a nurse on your board and why it's important for you to have a nurse involved in the corporate decision making?
Sure. We've felt that adding a nurse would just provide tremendous sophistication and value to our company. And I have to tell you, Lisa, it was one of the smartest decisions we've ever made. And here's why I believe it's important. And it's important not just to organizations in the medical business, but really in every business. Any type of an organization, local, regional, or national, public or private, profit or nonprofit, you know, secular, non-secular. I think that nurses bring a very unique set of skills and experience that no one else brings. They're highly intelligent, they're critical thinkers, they're problem solvers and innovators. There's so many nurse entrepreneurs that we've met, and they're so impressive. Nurses constantly have to develop workarounds in high stress and seemingly impossible situations, but they just do it. They're great natural leaders and collaborators. They understand strategic planning, budgeting, the importance of profitability. You know, we see them successfully navigating complex medical environments. They have a great business sense. They have immense people skills, and they're just outstanding listeners and outstanding communicators.
I agree. can you talk about your relationship with the Nurses on Boards Coalition?
Absolutely. So we support the NOBC as a founding strategic partner, and we believe passionately in their mission, which is really to improve the health of communities across America. And we're deeply committed to supporting their strategy, which is really an awesome way to have an impact. They want to place 10,000 nurses on boards in leadership positions across the United States by the year 2020. And so, you know, we've seen the impact of having a nurse on our board of directors. I have personally helped place a number of nurses on boards, and they make such an important contribution, and they get so much from it too. So this is just an area that we're really passionate about.
Oh, well, thank you for that support. We agree that their work is so important, and they're really doing great things and reaching such a large audience of nurses. Do you have advice? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to add to that. You know, there's when we think of the NOBC and their commitment, they're really helping nurses to leverage, you know, their intelligence, their knowledge and experience to bring about change that will really improve our country on a local or regional and national basis. And so I think that, you know, when we think about even kids' sports leagues, school districts, like all kinds of government, nonprofits, healthcare, faith communities, there's just so many ways that nurses can have a positive impact and play a role, you know, in helping improve our country. So we're just really excited about what the NOBC is doing.
That's great. Do you have advice for nurses to help them prepare to be on boards? I know for me, like when I was a new nurse, it was pretty intimidating even to join a committee, let alone lead one, or join, you know, a bigger organization as a board member. Do you have advice or things that you've seen in the nurses that have served on your board?
I do. And I share your thought too, because I know for me too, you know, I've served on boards at my kid's school and in different companies. And I think at first we have this hesitancy because, you know, we're all so busy. But I think first you just have to make up your mind that this is really something to pursue and try, no matter how busy we are. Because the thing that we learn is that every single person who serves on these boards is probably just as busy, you know, as we are.
Right.
And yet amazingly, somehow they do it. And then when they do, they get even better at their time management. I mean, I think there are some windows in life where you just can't do it. But if you make up your mind you're going to do it, you find that right window. And I think along the way, it's not just what you give, and there is a lot that you can give, and I think it's really rewarding. But I think for the nurses who do it, that they will learn so so much, and they'll contribute. It feels fantastic. They'll meet amazing people, and it leads to really interesting places in life where you just never realize you would go. So I think those are all the reasons to do it, but then the question is, how do you do it? And I think in this regard, nurses are so fortunate because there is this amazing organization, you know, the NOBC, the Nurses on Boards Coalition, and it's comprised of so many leaders of important nursing organizations that sit and help direct the NOBC, and it's led by a nurse leader, Kimberly Harper, who is extraordinary. This is her second job. She is a chief nursing officer, you know, and she volunteers to do this job, and she does it so well. So I would recommend that nurses visit the NOBC website, which would be nursesonboardscoalition.org. And the site offers really valuable and very practical tools to help nurses find the right boards and other leadership roles, you know, based on their interests, based on their experience, and it gives them all the tools to learn how to do it, including like role-playing videos and forms to fill out, and it helps nurses to better understand, you know, how they can contribute. And then I guess, you know, the other thing would just be to talk to people they know, other nurse colleagues, other people in their community who are on boards, who are on committees, who serve really in any kind of advisory role to a company or an organization of any type. I think, you know, these organizations, they're just looking for great board members, and nurses can add so much and contribute so much. And you know, if you think about what nurses do, they already contribute to improved health, you know, in important ways every time they work. And I believe, like, just me personally, I'm a better CEO, and I make better decisions because of the valuable and informed input of nurse leaders. And so I think about, you know, the impact collectively that nurses can have, especially think of the numbers, like, you know, 10,000 nurses on boards by 2020, the impact that they can have is immense.
Yes, it certainly is. Well, that is great advice, and I thank you so much for speaking with me today. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, I'd just like to add that we have been incredibly fortunate to have so many amazing nurses as our customers over the years who've given us great thoughts and advice. And I'd like to thank them and recognize them. And also, I'd like to recognize our retail partners across the country who do an amazing job serving nurses in the medical community on a local basis and making sure that nurses look great, feel great, and are comfortable and professional. So thanks so much, Lisa, for having me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, and thank you for the work that you do in supporting nurses and taking feedback from nurses to provide such great products and services. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too. Have a great day.